It is estimated that 1 in 5 new mothers may experience symptoms of postpartum depression and anxiety. Over 80% of new mothers experience an intense roller coaster of mood swings, often referred to as the baby blues. This is MIMO Med Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Rania Habib. Joining me today is Dr. Paulette Ginsberg, the Director of Adult Outpatient Services in the Department of Psychiatry at the Maimonides Medical Center. She is passionate about women's health and leads perinatal psychiatry. She is here to discuss maternal mental health during pregnancy and the postpartum period. Welcome, Dr. Ginsberg. We are so excited to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
What is maternal mental health and what factors affect maternal mental health?
Maternal mental health, also called perinatal mental health, refers to a woman's overall mental, social, and emotional well-being during pregnancy and in the months postpartum. There are numerous factors that affect perinatal mental health. I'll talk about a few of the bigger ones. Having a history of depression, anxiety, or other psychiatric illness prior to pregnancy, especially if it's not properly treated or not treated at all. In fact, the greatest risk factor for postpartum depression, which is something we talk about a lot, is having depression during pregnancy. Another factor is having a family history of psychiatric illness during the perinatal period. So for instance, if you have a mom, your aunt, or perhaps your sister had postpartum depression, you may be in fact more likely to experience these symptoms. And then there are the psychosocial stressors. And again, many of them, poor social supports, marital problems. Poor infant health is a big one for women. If you had a premature baby or your baby was admitted to the neonatal ICU, that's a very large stressor that affects maternal mental health. And then another personal one is a history of trauma, whether it's trauma in birth or previous trauma. Trauma makes women more vulnerable during this very difficult and stressful time period.
You brought up some very specific factors that affect maternal mental health, and you helped start the Perinatal Psychiatry Center at Maimonides Medical Center. Please tell us more about this center. When did it open and why was it started?
Well, I guess I'll answer your second question first and then go from there. There's been a growing body of research in this area of perinatal mental health, as well as an increased awareness for need for treatment over the past number of years. And as you mentioned earlier, myself in particular, I have a special interest in this area. And then I'd say about 2019, I began to research what kind of treatment was available to our women here in Brooklyn who were struggling with perinatal symptoms, or maybe who were looking for guidance on how to adjust their medication or other things relating to their mental health while they were pregnant or postpartum. And just to give you a rough estimate of numbers, Maimonides Medical Center here in Brooklyn delivers upwards of 7,000 babies yearly. And if, as you pointed out earlier, 1 in 5 experience symptoms of anxiety or depression during this time period, there you have 1,400 women who are affected. And what I found out delving into this topic was that there were really very few treatment options here in Brooklyn, a few private practitioners, but there was no one place, no one center dedicated to perinatal mental health here in Brooklyn. And I think that was the driving force to begin to develop our center. We began seeing patients as a team in about 2021. And at this point, we have 2 psychiatrists, myself and Dr. Sarah Carlini. We have 2 therapists, a psychologist, Dr. Maria Narishnaya, and a psychiatric social worker, Ashwira Balakrishnan. And basically, together, our team evaluates and follows patients at whatever point they present to us. We have a patient-centered approach, and our team meets every week to discuss patients.
That's fantastic. Now, what are the goals of the Perinatal Psychiatry Center?
Well, our main goal was to create a center that can deliver an evidence-based, high-quality perinatal mental health care from the point of planning pregnancy, right? Maybe adjusting medications, talking about a future plan throughout the entirety of pregnancy, and into the postpartum. And in addition to that, we also support individuals who experience pregnancy loss. Also, some of our goals was to have timely access, meaning that patients could be seen in weeks, not months and months, to have an easy referral process for both clinicians and patients, and also to have the option of virtual visits, which was new in the last few years, because it helps those who find it difficult, especially when you have an infant, to travel regularly.
Absolutely. You guys really put a lot of thought into this center, and 1,400 patients a year is a lot of patients. So what makes your perinatal psychiatry center unique? You already mentioned multiple members of the team, but could you describe in a little more depth the collaborative nature of this program?
Our field in particular is most effective when we collaborate with the other disciplines. For instance, our colleagues in OBGYN, they're often the first point of contact for these patients. They're the first clinicians who see our patients, right? And they're the ones who make the first referrals. From the outset, we have partnered with Dr. Kavitha Rem, Dr. Janet Stein from OB, and their teams to discuss things like the importance of these timely evaluations and improving workflow, improving referral coordination. We've also been meeting with our friends from pediatrics, Dr. Yonit Lacks and her team at the Brooklyn Parenting Center, who have been screening for perinatal mood and anxiety disorders and also referring patients to our center. Pediatrics is also uniquely situated to identify patients in the postpartum period because they continue to come in with their babies weeks and months after they deliver, and they're no longer seeing their OB clinicians. And the reason this collaboration, I think, is so important is because if you look at some of the studies, the numbers have shown that approximately only 30%, so a little less than a third of patients with postpartum depression are actually identified by clinicians. Half of those, so only half of that 30%, maybe 15, 16% make it to treatment, and less than half, about 6% of those, actually receive adequate treatment. So it's part of our aim, our goal was to improve these numbers.
Now, what maternal perinatal mental health conditions are treated at your center?
Well, we've treated a very, very wide variety of mental health disorders, ranging from mild to perhaps moderate anxiety and depression, where the first line of treatment is often lifestyle changes, such as addressing diet, sleep, and exercise, combined with psychotherapy, that's individual talk therapy, to more serious conditions, such as severe depression and anxiety disorders, which are sometimes debilitating, relapsing bipolar disorder episodes, in addition to psychotic disorders such as schizophrenia, postpartum psychosis, which require medications, and at times require hospitalization.
Now, you've mentioned a number of different types of conditions that you treat. What types of treatment do you offer at the center?
I'll go over our workflow. First, after a patient is referred to us, they each receive an intake appointment here at the center. During that time, history is taken, they discuss current symptoms, level of urgency is assessed, etc. And they're also asked what type of treatment they're interested in. They can choose. We give them that ability to choose from individual psychotherapy, where they'll meet with a therapist on a regular basis to discuss symptoms, stressors. There's a group therapy. We have a virtual group that's a wellness group that has different modules discussing wellness in many different ways in relation to perinatal mental health care. And then they have a medication evaluation available. So for those who are interested in medication or even just learning about medication, they can meet with a psychiatrist who can give them that information. They have the ability to choose all of what I discussed, or they can pick only one. What they choose is up to the individual themselves. We then will assign them a clinician and make the first appointments for them.
That is such a multidisciplinary way to do the intake. And I love that you put a lot of autonomy in the patient's hand. So Dr. Ginsberg, for those patients that are interested in medication, what is the role of medication for pregnant and postpartum patients? And could you discuss the recent literature on safety?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, patients with the more severe illness or severe symptoms who are currently on meds or who are symptomatic at the time we see them and often require medication in addition to other interventions for stabilization. In the past, clinicians were really reluctant to continue medications. Some still are, often decreasing them or stopping them altogether when the woman would find out she was pregnant. And many clinicians were also unlikely to prescribe new psychiatric medications to women during this time period of pregnancy. And there were reasons for this, primarily the fear, right, that any medication taken during pregnancy could have negative effects on the fetus. And at that point, years ago, robust research was really sparse, and what we had was of significant concern. But what has changed over the past number of years, at least the past 5 to 10 years, is that the body of research, particularly on psychiatric medication and pregnancy, has grown and improved substantially. Psychiatric medications have the largest amount of safety data in pregnancy of any medications. And with better, more robust studies, we found that a great many of the medications we regularly use to treat perinatal mood and anxiety disorders, like our antidepressants, pose little, if any, risk for malformations or developmental effects on the fetus. We also have new registries tracking the effects of newer medications, giving us a greater wealth of information at a faster pace. So at this point, we have a large number of pharmacological treatment options at our disposal and can treat the majority of perinatal illness relatively safely and effectively.
Mental health is obviously so important to the overall health of every mother. And at your center, you put those patients in a unique place to really get holistic treatment. What is the risk of untreated psychiatric symptoms in pregnancy and postpartum patients? Because as you mentioned, only about potentially 15% of patients who need care are actually getting care.
Well, the most obvious risk, I think, would be relapse and or progression of symptoms. When patients are not properly treated during pregnancy, or if their medications are abruptly stopped, either by their providers or by the patient themselves, risk of relapse is significant. And as I mentioned earlier, depression, specifically during pregnancy, is the strongest predictor of depression postpartum. And postpartum depression has consequences for the mother, the infant, other children if there are in the home, as well as the mother's partner. And maternal caregiving behaviors, mother-baby attachment, and in turn, the baby's development can be affected by postpartum depression. Something less obvious, but equally as important, is that we found that untreated mental illness, such as depression and anxiety, often leads to chronic stress, which affects the developing fetus. Stress increases cortisol, our primary stress hormone, which then impacts the fetus by increasing, at times, the risk of preterm birth, increasing the risk of babies born with a low birth weight for gestational age. And some recent studies have also shown that there's a potential for babies to be born with an increased vulnerability themselves for mood and anxiety disorders.
So, Dr. Ginsberg, this has been such an insightful episode. What are the main take-home points that you would like to leave with our audience today?
I think I'll repeat a phrase often used by Dr. Lee Cohn at Mass General, which is, and I'll quote, "Maternal euthymia trumps all." And what that means is our most important goal for our patients is for them to have a stable mood and a healthy level of functioning, whether it is achieved by lifestyle changes, psychotherapy, or medications, or all of the above. The message to women, and our message to women, should be that you do not have to sacrifice your own mental health, your own well-being, for the sake of your pregnancy, but rather having a stable mood, being healthy mentally and physically, is one of the most valuable things you can do to promote a healthy pregnancy outcome. And we are here to help you achieve that goal.
Thank you so much for joining me today on MIMO Med Talk, Dr. Ginsberg. Women are really lucky to have you and your perinatal psychiatric center.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining me today on MIMO Med Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Rania Habib. Dr. Paulette Ginsberg shared a wealth of knowledge today about the importance of maternal mental health. To make an appointment with adult or child mental health services, call 718-283-7800. That's 718-283-7800. For general information, please visit MIMO.org. If you found this MIMO Med Talk podcast helpful, please share it on all your social media channels. To listen to additional episodes of MIMO Med Talk, please visit MIMO.org.